0345 303 3333. Storyville and Pet Sounds. All the usual bits, right, are going to be here. But I'm quite excited because I haven't spoken to him since I've been back off my holly bobs, and he's somewhere else in the world, and I need your help. So, in about half an hour, 35 minutes, we will be talking to Andy Mossack. Half an hour, 35 minutes from now. But as always, I've no idea where he is. He is a roving travel reporter. He's been a travel writer for many, many years. And before you say anything, no, we don't pay to send him these places. He does it off the back of his own business. So, I have a selection of clues here, and the first one is as follows. And if you know this, by all means, I need your help to let me know, and I'll put the answer to him a little later. The selling of marijuana, this is clue number one, the selling of marijuana in shops was declared legal here in January 2014, although it is still forbidden to use it in public places or while riding a horse. The selling of marijuana in shops was declared legal here in January 2014, although it is still forbidden to use it in public places or while riding a horse. There's the first clue. I'll give you another one just before 11 o'clock, and we get the latest headlines then. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Any ideas from that? Will have been in all the papers, which is why I have no idea about it. While riding a horse. 81333. And Russ at the start of that message, if you think you know. Casey Musgraves, High Time. So where in the world is Andy Mossack? A few ideas sort of helping me out, which is really great, because I need it. Selling of marijuana in shops declared legal in January 2014, although it's still forbidden to use it in public places or while riding a horse. And I think the first bit of help here, which I thought was brilliant, was from Malcolm Number One, who writes, Russ, Andy Mossack, is he down Bristol way dressed as a badger scaring the locals?
I just got chased by a badger in the Yeovil area. I think that's something you guys would need to know about.
I think you should know about this. Is he in Washington, says Matt in Lincoln? He could be. I was leaning towards the states myself. So is it Washington? Is it California? Says Zoe in Armley. Hi, Zoe. Hi, Matt. Either of those, I can't quite narrow it down. There is another clue which is coming, like I say, just before 11. I haven't seen it yet, but I think that might help us zone it down. I reckon it's the states. I'm fairly certain it's the states. But we will just have to wait and see there. But where in the world is he? 81333. And Russ at the start of that message. Groovy Buffalo Springfield Bluebird. For our Pet Sounds tonight, of course. Pet Sounds returns Monday night, just before 11 o'clock. It's coming in a second. And we will get the weather for where in the world is Andy Mossack. I did promise you another clue, didn't I? I did. Malcolm here says, is Andy in the Cuba area, perhaps? Do you know that's... It's not too bad. That's a good idea, actually, the Cuba area. We've had a guest at Washington and California. Robert in Scarborough. Hello there. Evening, Russell. I'm wondering if Andy is in Colorado, the city of Denver, perhaps. Angie, is he in Jamaica, the Dominican Republic? Text here saying he could be in Amsterdam, of course. Here is the... we had the first clue, the selling of marijuana in shops declared legal in January 2014, although forbidden to use it in public places or while riding a horse. Here's the second clue, then. The mysteriously named Maroon Bells are one of the popular sites and have been photographed more than anything else. But what are they? So wherever he is, he's near the mysteriously named Maroon Bells, which are a popular site where he is, been photographed more than anything else. So you got the marijuana angle and the Maroon Bells. There will be another clue. I'd say about 10 past 11, I'll give you the next clue we've got, because we do have a third one tonight, and then the man himself in about 20 minutes from now. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? He is near the Maroon Bells, whatever they are. Russell Walker Show at bbc.co.uk. If you can help me out with his location, we are going to get the full travel log later, but I don't know, I've never heard of Maroon Bells. Have to wait and see, I suppose. Could you be loved? Late show at the BBC. Me, Russ. Hi. Until 1 o'clock. half hour of power very soon. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? I do have the third clue. You ready for this one? I've given you two. One about the Maroon Bells, as popular site. Our roving travel reporter talking to him soon. Guesses at Colorado, the city of Denver, Dominican Republic. Abrus, was that Maroon Bells or Marooned Bells? Writes Sally just outside York. Marooned Bells. It's maroon, as in the colour, Bells. One of the popular sites, right near where he is. No idea. Colorado, says Richard in Doncaster. Donny Carr, 54. Ah. I think we're in the States. I think we're definitely in the States. That's two or three votes now, or two or three tips to the hat to Colorado. I know he likes it there, but... 81333 and Russ at the start of that message. Here is your third and final clue for this one. After the collapse of silver mining, the town was reborn in 1947 when a Chicago industrialist chose it as a place to invigorate the mind, body and spirit and began a ski company, an annual music festival and an institute for ideas and innovation. Collapse of silver mining, reborn in 47, the town was. An industrialist chose it as a place to invigorate the mind, body and spirit, a ski company, a music festival and an institute for ideas and innovation. Those are the clues. Where in the world is he? We'll find out the other side of Sonny and Cher in about 5 minutes. Craig says, is Andy in Detroit, at Beverly? And final one for now, Dave in Barnsley says it's raining spacemen. Take a bow, Dave in Barnsley. And producer Matt's decided he wants a Situation Soundtrack Hall of Fame. Well, leave that with us and we'll put something together for you. Now, our roving reporter, Andy Mossack, is somewhere in the world. I want to say hello to Keith and to Simon, who've also had a couple of quick guesses. We've zoned in on Colorado and now we're zooming further into the map. But let's just check that he's there. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend. It's nice to talk to you.
Good to talk again, yeah.
Yeah, and, well, listen, would you? Shall we get straight down to brass tacks here? Would you like to
Why
know
not?
The guess we've settled on? I am going for... Good drum sound effect. Aspen. Aspen in Colorado.
Yes, sir. Well done.
Yay! Thank you to Keith for zoning in on that.
Yeah, to be technically correct, it's Aspen and Snow... Yes, which is the town next door.
Okay, all right. So you're now pulling us up on technicalities, Andy.
Oh, I know,
Richard.
I know.
Okay. So Aspen, then. Now, yeah. This is. I know you are a bit of a skier from what you've said in the past. So I'm guessing that this ain't your first trip to the rodeo.
Actually, it is, funnily enough, because it's summer here. I'm 7 hours back at the moment, and it's beautiful. Beautiful sunshine, late 20s, fantastic weather this week. It's been really lovely. But I'm on this sort of mission to see these so-called winter resorts and what they're like and what they have to offer in summer. And Aspen and Snowmass, I've been having a ball, Russ. I mean, I can't tell you. Not because I've been smoking the funny stuff, but because I've been doing white water rafting. I've been downhill biking, doing lots of outdoor activities. It's been really terrific. And the famous Maroon Bells that I mentioned are two peaks, two wonderful bell-shaped peaks that are in a certain time when the sun shines on them, they look maroon.
So when you, like you said, it's a fab idea going around, you know, places that usually people only go when they're covered in snow. So then they must be aware of this. It's not as exotic as Aspen, but I know for a fact, like when, for example, Aviemore in Scotland, in the wintertime, it is absolutely snowbound and it's great for skiing and whatnot, but they had to diversify because you can't run a town on like 4 months of trade. You need to have something else. Otherwise the town will suffer.
Totally right, yeah. And this may be amazing to know, but July, there are more people, I found out, come here in July than at any time of the year. I mean, it's incredible,
wow.
But it's true. Because there's apart from the outdoor activities, they've got these free concerts, free music festivals, which Walter Popke, the guy, the industrialist who rediscovered the town from its old tin mining days, that was one of the things that he insisted and he instigated. So ever since 1949, I think, there's been a free music festival, which lasts about 2 months. Wow. And we're in the middle of it now, and it's great. So it's jazz, blues, and classical music.
So I imagine that when you look at this place, you've got, you know, like you say, the history of silver mining, and then falls into some form of disrepair. A man with a lot of money and a bright idea comes in, kind of turns things around. But as we've found out in the past with like different places in Europe, Andy, you need kind of well-known people. You need almost like a celebrity endorsement at this point, and you need the glitterati to start using it too. So when was it sort of early glory days as this new resort?
Well, I think it really started since the 60s. Very wealthy people started coming here. It's not far from Chicago. In fact, I was told today on an outing that I think it was one of the gangsters, it was Bugsy Malone or somebody like that, came along. Was here in the summer. Lots of celebrities. Of course, John Denver has made it immortal because a lot of his music was written here. Here in Aspen, there is a beautiful garden of a memorial garden to John Denver, and he's very much a part of the town. No problem. I've got a great one though. I went to a rodeo last night. Have you been to a rodeo in the States?
I've never been to a rodeo in the States. I imagine it was quite the experience, Andy.
Well, I've got to tell you, this was the Snowmass Rodeo. Cowboy hats and boots are mandatory, of course. bull riding. I mean, these guys get on these bulls and they, you know, they're flying off all over the place. Incredible. Barrel racing, where lady riders go around three different barrels as fast as they can. Fantastic. But the highlight for me was chicken bingo.
chicken bingo. Now, I haven't heard of it, but I'm going to, as soon as you tell me what it is, I'm going to write to Gala Bingo Halls here, or maybe Mecca.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell them. So explain what happens during chicken bingo.
It must be done, Russ. It must be done. What they have is a board with numbers on, and two chickens who walk across these numbers, and you bet on where they poop.
Do you know you've got to make your own entertainment where you can find it, I think, and is this quite an old game?
It's traditional, apparently. It's a must-do. Chicken bingo in a rodeo. Who would have thought? suffice to say, I didn't win. These roosters are clucking around. They're great. It was fun. And today, I went down the Colorado River on a 8-people a dinghy, effectively, hanging on the sides with the paddles. Absolutely brilliant. Wow. So fantastic, yeah. So, lots of stuff. And it's not, I mean, there are lots of millionaires here, no question. But there is a what they call affordable Aspen. It's not that expensive. It is to live here, but all the activities are very affordable. And like I said, there is...
Oh, Andy, are you still there? Do you know what? We'll try and re-establish contact with him in a couple of seconds' time. BBC. He'd have bought some numbers and a chicken that's had some tea, and then we can sort the rest of it out. We'll make a fortune. Anyway, just a few more minutes with... we lost him due to technical difficulties. However, we now have him back. Andy Mossack, roving travel reporter, who is in Aspen for us. And I suppose we should get down to the nitty-gritty of how much and how difficult it is to get to Aspen. I imagine transport links not really a problem. It is the States after all. It's a major destination. Ease of getting around, you said. Very expensive to live there, but to visit, how do we do?
To visit, it's great. Like I said, there's lots of great things to do, lots of free concerts. In fact, the reason I got cut off was we're going to go one next to me, literally, is a pop concert. It's not a pop concert, it's going to be a country music concert going on tonight. And I think they're sucking up a lot of the bandwidth. But anyway, I came in, you come in, to Chicago and then take a 2-hour transfer to direct to Aspen. And what is amazing is the flight in. You can imagine you flying in across these mountain peaks. It really is quite wonderful. And of course, when you get here, there is probably, I got here and there was maybe 30 to 40 private aeroplanes lying around on the tarmac. So I think that was an indicator of its wealthy inhabitants.
Wow. You've got to have a few bob. Really
cheapy stuff. Huh? Say again?
You've got to have a few bob, really, to...
Not to go on holiday. It's pretty good value, I've got to say. Lots of things to do free and, like I said, lots of outdoor activities. So great fun and something you need to think about rather than maybe just going to a coastal resort in America. So, and I think that... It's pretty good value right now.
Okay, yeah. The strength of the dollar, you're kind of getting like around 1.52. 1.6. But kind of 1.6 is in some places you can stretch to that one.
Yeah. So I'm in with the chicken bingo, mate. So are we going in as partners?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm going to have to let you in because you did tell me about it. So chicken bingo coming to a city centre near you soon.
Yeah. It's why not?
We all need pensions, don't we? So we can sort that one out. Listen, you have a terrific time. Are you going to the country music concert?
Sure. I'm going. I've got VIP tickets, backstage pass. I got the works, mate.
Good Lord. It's good being you. Good stuff. Yep. Thank you very much, Andy.
Thanks. See you again next week, maybe.
Excellent stuff. Wherever he'll be next, I've no idea, but fly into Chicago, bounce onto Aspen, plenty to do, not just a ski resort. You can go and see the John Denver Memorial. Plenty of things to do when you go to Aspen. Fingers crossed we'll talk to him next week and we'll find out somewhere else. And do keep your eyes peeled for TV adverts for Chicken Bingo. It's coming soon.